Chapter 5. Natural Attractions. An Australian tourist is traveling around Canada with a private tour guide. Day 1. Rainbow Bridge, Niagara Falls.
We're standing in no man's land. That's the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. The U.S. side is across the river.
Wow! Listen to the force of the water!
More than 168,000 cubic meters of water goes over the falls every minute.
Did anybody try to go over the falls into the water below?
Yes, a few tried. The first was Annie Edson Taylor. She went over in a barrel, hoping to become rich and famous.
Did she survive?
Yes, but it didn't help her earn any money, and she died in poverty.
Day 2. The Canadian Rockies.
What an incredible view! Some of the mountains have got very unusual shapes.
Yes, erosion caused those shapes, and over the past million years, glaciers helped to create the canyons.
The mountains are spectacular.
The Rockies go on for 4,800 kilometers from British Columbia and Alberta through the U.S. and continue until New Mexico.
What's the highest point in the Canadian Rockies?
Mount Robson. It's almost 4,000 meters high.
Day 3. The Northern Lights. Aurora Borealis.
Look at those luminous lights dancing across the sky.
Those are the Northern Lights. People call it the greatest light show on Earth.
Where do the lights come from?
They appear when small particles come from the sun and hit the Earth's atmosphere.
The colors are really incredible.
Yes, they are. The Inuit believed that the lights were spirits of animals playing in the sky. And did you know that the Northern Lights are visible from space?
No, I didn't know that. It's like a natural fireworks show. Spectacular!